You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has announced it will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, as the U.S. and allies provide longer-range weapons they say can make a difference in a fight where Ukrainian forces are outnumbered and outgunned by the Russian invaders. John Kirby, the U.S. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, says President Joe Biden has spoken to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to confirm the additional assistance.
The president also obviously took this opportunity to inform President Zelensky that we're announcing today, I think you saw, $1 billion in additional security assistance to support Ukraine's armed forces in their brave defense of their country. Now, that includes a drawdown of security assistance valued up to $350 million. That's where the Department of Defense pulls from their stocks, as well as $650 million in equipment that's provided through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative Funds. Brings the total amount of security assistance that we provided to Ukraine to approximately $5.6 billion just since Russia launched its assault in late February, and then approximately $6.3 billion since the beginning of the Biden-Harris administration.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark A. Milley, says Russia has lost about 20% to 30% of its armored forces during the war in Ukraine.
The Russians are using artillery to just do massed fire on Ukrainian positions, but also civilian populations in urban areas. There's about, according to public estimates, some 20,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed. The Ukrainians, on the other hand, are using much better artillery techniques, and they're having pretty good effect on the Russians. The Russians have lost probably somewhere in the tune of 20% to 30% of their armored force. That's significant. That's huge.
Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, claims U.S.-supplied artillery are being used to kill civilians in the Donetsk region of Ukraine.
On June 1st, the U.S. Undersecretary of Defense announced that the U.S. has transferred to Ukraine 108 M777 howitzers and 220,155 millimeter artillery rounds. These long-range armaments enabled the Ukrainian army to strike beyond the line of contact into residential areas with no military presence. And now this Western artillery is killing innocent people. I would like to say to the Western countries supplying weaponry to Ukraine, the blood of civilians is on your hands. The tragedy in Donetsk confirms once again that you are fighting a proxy war with Russia with the hands of Ukrainians till the last Ukrainian.
Mr. Nebenzia's claim has not been independently verified. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the West must step up weapons deliveries to Ukraine and prove its commitment to helping the country's military fight along a 1,000-kilometer front line in a grinding war of attrition with Russia.
And we're working in lockstep to meet Ukraine's requests for new capabilities, especially its need for long-range fires, armor, and coastal defense. Along with our partners, we're also training Ukrainian forces on new capabilities. And we're committed to doing even more. We're providing Ukraine's defenders with HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems, and that will significantly boost Ukraine's capabilities, especially when combined with additional donations of NATO standard rocket systems from the UK and our other allies.
This comes as President Zelensky claims Russia has earned 93 billion euros in energy sales since invading Ukraine in late February. Addressing the Czech parliament remotely, Mr. Zelensky once again stressed Ukraine needs all the help it can get to overcome Moscow's military and financial advantages.
Ukraine must get everything to win. Modern and powerful enough weapons. The Prime Minister of the Czech Republic talked about that today, to gain an advantage over the Russian army. Financial support, to have resources against Russia, whose savings and revenues are still very significant. In 100 days of this war, since February the 24th, Russia has already earned 93 billion euros on the sale of energy alone.
Meanwhile, a United Nations delegation investigating war crimes in Ukraine has visited areas of the country which were held by Russian troops and says there is evidence that could support war crimes allegations. The delegation, chaired by Eric Mose, a Norwegian judge, visited sites including the Kiev suburbs of Bucha and Irpin, where Ukrainian authorities have accused Russia of mass killings of civilians. Mr. Moses says he is tasked with giving an overall update in September before the Human Rights Committee.
With respect to Bucha, there is evidence which may lead to the final conclusion later on that these two sets of rules are violated. Please understand that this is not any kind of hesitation or whatever. This is simply that we have to go step by step and that we have to have as much information as possible over some time. And our task is to give a first oral update in September before the Human Rights Committee.
Ukraine's State Emergency Service said last week that 300,000 square kilometers, an area the size of Italy, must be cleared of mines, and the task will likely take years. When the mines explode, often the victims of blasts are farmers, workers, and others with little choice but to use mined roads and plow mined fields. Simon Conway, who leads explosive clearance efforts in Ukraine for a demining NGO, the Halo Trust, says desperation is causing people to take risks around the mines.
People are very eager to cultivate the land. They want to plant crops. They're expecting, you know, to be able to deliver grain to the rest of the world. The agricultural companies that rent, lease the land here are under huge pressure to generate food. And that's basically driving them. So people are taking risks. They're taking risks that might surprise you and I, but they're feeling under pressure to do so.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.